stream below Tenkiller Dam is home to a very popular trout fishery. However, during the summer 2011 drought, low dissolved oxygen levels and high water temperatures resulted in a fish kill of both trout and other types of fish.
Tulsa District Chief of Natural Resources Kent Dunlap explains a two-part mechanical solution that was developed to prevent it from happening again.
The first piece of this system is the low-flow pipe that's working off the surge tank at the Tenkiller powerhouse. And what that is used for is to make smaller and better releases of donated water in order that we have higher dissolved oxygen, lower water temperatures, and more water available downstream. The second piece is the supersaturated dissolved oxygen system, which actually is present to oxygenate the water in the sluice pool area when we have really critical low dissolved oxygen times and keep from having fish kills.
Tulsa District Commander Colonel Michael Teague says multiple agencies were involved in the effort.
It was bringing all of these different groups together, everybody with different concerns, everybody with some resources that they could contribute to the solution, and no single agency able to do the whole thing by themselves.
Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation Director Richard Thatcher explains the impact that the fishery has on the surrounding communities.
Thousands of people come to the Lower Illinois River to trout fish every year. This is extremely important, not only to the local economy, but it's also a great way to come and just enjoy the beautiful surroundings out here. The quality of life here is great, and this is a big reason why.